Welcome to the Get Up Podcast. Bam! I'm your host, Mark Hayford, coming at you like a starfish in a sea of clams, baby. This is time for your weekly shot of awesome, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Mark Hayford. You are part of the Get Up Army on the Get Up Podcast, and this is the greatest podcast in the history of podcasts, ladies and gentlemen. When we're talking about mindset, attitude, positivity, personal growth, possibilities, let me tell you something. We have a banger of a guest today, and I cannot wait to bring her on and unleash her to you Get Up Army, because some of the things that she has done in life is unbelievable. Now, before we do that, if you're on social media, come on, baby. You know, I am too. So let's hook it up. Facebook, Insta, Snapchat, TikTok, YouTube, LinkedIn, Clubhouse. What? Twitter. That's right. I tweet. Nobody cares. I don't care. I keep on tweeting. You know what I'm saying? Keep on rocking. Hey, Get Up Army. You're beautiful. Listen, let's go around the horn real quick on our social media. Getting lots of buzz from the last podcast titled Tamaqua, Grilled Cheese, and the Hotel Gym. No, really. We got Lori from Maine. She said, such great work that you do. Thank you, Lori. Appreciate you. Let's go to the great state of New Jersey, where they don't pump gas. They just pump fist. That's right. We got the general of the Get Up Army, Lisa. Lisa says, awesome episode, my friend. OMG. Did I laugh? I'm surprised you didn't sleep in your car. And if you don't know what the heck the general's talking about, you got to listen to the last podcast. Yo, on Instagram, Lucas925 says, we love you, Mark. And he spelled it right. Mark with the C. Lucas, love you back, bro. You know what I'm saying? And then Blooded Guts put up a post and said, y'all better listen to the Get Up podcast. What she said. So that's what I'm talking about. Now, enough of this jibber jabber jive turkey talk. Ladies and gentlemen, I cannot wait to tell you about our next guest. This is the first one of the year. First one. And you know how we do. We got the best of the best. We got the trendsetters, the record breakers, the mind benders, the ones that do not know limits. And that's what we try to bring here to you every time we drop it, Get Up Army. So here we go. Let's go down the checklist, shall we? Let's give you the bio. This next guest is a world record, world, as in the entire freaking globe, Get Up Army, a world record holder in powerlifting. She was featured with Dwayne The Rock Johnson. If you smell what she's cooking on NBC's Titan Games, she is a brand new author of her best-selling book, The Smart Simple Guide to a Better Physique. And holy mother, check this out. She did all of this, all of these achievements that I just said. She did this while taking her master's degree from biomedical engineering that she got when she was at Duke. And she did all of this while she was adulting full time, holding down her biomedical research job. I mean, holy crap. Let's get to it. Ladies and gentlemen, Get Up Army. Put your virtual hands together for our rock star guest all the way from the West Coast, USA. It's Emily Hu. Yeah. What's up, Em?
Hi, that was quite the intro.
I'm sweating.
Yeah, I felt like walking onto WWE.
Let me tell you something. Emily Hu, we'll tell you who. It's Emily who's done everything that most people haven't. Holy mackerel. Welcome to the Get Up Podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, we got to give a shout out. We have a mutual friend. We got Jordan Gruber, who's kicking it in Arizona. So Jordan, thanks for making the connection here, man. And how did I meet Jordan? I met Jordan on Clubhouse. That's what I'm saying. Everybody's always crying about social media, talking about how it's so bad, this and that. Well, use it for positive things and you know, lean into that. Now, Emily, let's lean into your story here. First of all, congratulations on your book. You are a new best-selling author. That's exciting.
Yeah, it is. It's exciting. And it's kind of scary.
Yeah. Well, all the unknown, right? People are always scared of the unknown and that whole comfort zone thing. But right. You stand here now as we're talking to the whole crew of the Get Up Army. You're a best-selling author. You're a world record breaker. But it didn't start like this. So let's dial it back a little bit. And why I'm particularly attracted to your particular story is because there's an underlying tone of this that at any time you can make a decision to do better for yourself. And that's exactly what you did. And I feel like this whole journey is incredible. And here we are, celebrating all these accomplishments you had. So take us kind of to the beginning of this. I don't mean like when you were three. I mean like the beginning of your story of when you just started to make a decision.
Yeah. So I think this all started at the tender age of 29. And at 29, I was just a regular corporate employee at a pharmaceutical company, you know, and I would say, you know, by like all means, like my life was like, it was fine. I think most people would think like I had it down pretty well. I was adulting pretty good, right? Have this master's in biomedical engineering. I have a nice place to live and a stable, steady job at a pharmaceutical company. But I just remembered being bored to death and just every day going into this cubicle at this job that I wasn't that excited about. But, you know, by all means, it was a good job. So I tried not to complain, just thinking like, oh, man, I don't know if I want the rest of my life to be like this. And, you know, at this point, I think this is when everyone has their quarter life crisis, right? You get out of school and you're told that like adult life is going to be so awesome because it's just going to end in a cubicle and you're going to spend the rest of your life in this cubicle and it's going to be awesome. Well, it did not feel awesome. And I thought, well, I don't want the next 30 years to be here. So like, what do I want? And then I think a lot of us always think back to the, oh, when I was younger, if I was younger, all these things I didn't do. So I thought, well, what were these things that I didn't do when I was younger? And then one of them was actually compete in a sport. And, you know, there was two reasons why I didn't compete in a sport when I was younger. I think one, I was actually a lazy kid with no drive. And, you know, my parents didn't support it. You're very like typical immigrant parents that said study, study only, anything else is a distraction. So if I wanted to compete in a sport as a kid, I'd have to really, really take it upon myself to not only defy my parents, but to do it myself. And I just didn't have that kind of drive as a kid. But as a 29-year-old going through a quarter life crisis, I suddenly decided I wanted that drive. So I thought, okay, well, you know, by the time I hit 30, I'm going to quit this job. I'm going to do all these various bucket list items, including compete in an athletic competition.
And you didn't really have any particular one in mind, right? It was just something athletic.
Right. So it was like doing the triathlon. You know, that was like the first thing that popped up in my head. Cause that's like the most common midlife crisis activity. And I just thought, well, I hate running. I'm not the best swimmer. Let's not triathlon.
Yeah, I'm like you. If I try swimming, I'm going to drown. And if I'm running, it's because I'm being chased, you know? So
yeah,
it's
exactly. But I always loved the gym. I always felt like working out at the gym, like lifting weights, was really, really great after like a stressful day at work, you know? So I decided I was going to power lift. And I trained up for it starting at the age of 30. And at the age of 30, I entered my first powerlifting competition. And, you know, I think it was just like all the right things happened. I was at the right place at the right time. I found there was this coach who lived near me and he himself was an up and comer in the sport of powerlifting. Just by a divine coincidence, he was the best friend of someone at work, at my former job that I quit. And the guy introduced me. And then this guy went on to break all these world records, but he wasn't quite famous yet, but he was looking to grow his business as a coach. So I was his alpha athlete. I was his first trainee as a powerlifter. And he had all this time to train me. And he took me to my first competition and we broke every state record.
Hold on. So bullet point, your first powerlifting competition ever, you broke state records.
I broke every single one of my weight class.
Every single state. You shattered the state. What state are we talking about?
California. So the biggest state.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not talking Delaware, okay, where there's seven people. No.
No shade to Delaware.
No shame. Much love, Delaware. Yeah, I'll be speaking there soon, so I'm just playing. But that's insane. Like that, California is bigger than most European countries, okay? And you broke every record in your weight class in that state?
Yeah, it was like a Disney movie because, you know, there's this up and coming coach who wants to build a name for himself. You know, some neophyte athlete doesn't know what they're doing. And like, I just fully trusted him. And because I was at the right place at the right time and he knew exactly what to do, we had a phenomenal first experience and I've been powerlifting ever since.
Oh, he loves you. Let me tell you.
And then he went on to become like really like gigantically famous. Had I met him a year later, he would have been too famous and too busy for new clients.
And what is his name? So we can give him a shout.
Dan Green.
All right there, Mr. Green, you monster. So what happens from here? You broke state records and then you know, I noticed this world record asterisk here. What the heck? Talk about it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think just breaking state records was that for me was like the best moment of my life. I was on cloud nine because you know, I'd always been like, okay at stuff, decently smart, but not the smartest, like just pretty good at stuff. But to be like the best in state at something that I thought was cool. Cause you know, I always thought lifting weights was really cool, but I didn't think like engineering was cool. Like it doesn't matter to me to like, to be like the smartest engineer. Right. But I thought this was objectively really cool. So it felt good to try something, push myself, and then to achieve success.
Well, I think especially what's insane, when it was unlikely. It's something you've never done before your entire life. Like for three decades, more than a quarter of a century, this wasn't on the radar. And all of a sudden you decided to be brave enough to potentially suck at something new, to fail forward.
Right. Yeah.
And you didn't. You went hard.
This was brand new, like you said, right? I wasn't like an athlete. I didn't even learn how to lift weights until like pretty like late in my 20s. Mm. So I just kind of showed up, decided I want to try something new, and it went phenomenally well. So for me, I thought, wow, you know, when I have this like positive mindset and I'm adventurous and open-minded, really, really cool things happen. So I just decided that was the new mindset I was going to adopt towards powerlifting, to just keep an open mind and to just push myself harder and to try it. And, you know, also to me, this represented something pretty big, because I think growing up in life, you're kind of told to do everything and everything has a set path, right? You're told to go to school and you're told to whatever major you want to go to, there's a set path. In work, there's a set path. To become a really good like female weightlifting athlete, there is no set path and no one's knowing what you do. Mm. So for the first time, I was on my own. I had to figure it out on my own. And like that actually made me really become really independent and like just more of an open-minded, creative, like go-getter type thinker, because I was on my own for the first time to figure it out.
It sounds very like Wild West, you know, like you just got to kind of flow with it. So, you know, it sounds like you're not afraid to put in the work, which I think is important here, right? It's not like you just showed up and you got lucky. Like, you know, you worked at this, took it serious. This was kind of your outlet from the cubicle. Now, what world records do you still currently hold, these world records that you broke, or have they been surpassed at this point?
So they've been surpassed, but I have a good feeling that maybe I can take one or two of them back.
No, oh, I love it. Let's go. She's got no stop, no quit. All right. So what did you break for, or what
so
did you hold?
When I first started powerlifting, I was much smaller. I was 120 pounds. So the first world record I broke was in the 114 pound weight class in the bench press. And then the second one was, I went up a weight class and I took that bench press world record. And then the most important record is your total, the summation of all your lifts. And so I finally got that one. And that was the one I held on to the shortest, because that's the most competitive. But I had that in the 123 pound weight class. And I really think if I go up a weight class, I think I have another bench record.
Is that still bench, squat, and deadlift? Is that how they do it?
That's correct. Yeah.
What did you bench at 114?
I think, oh, okay, the numbers are fuzzy. I think it's like 233. It was so long ago.
What? Pounds?
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh. 233 pounds as a 114 pound in the female division.
Oh, but it gets better. At 123 pounds, I benched 277.
I'm going to go take some testosterone after this, because I'm telling you what, you're pulling my man card right now. That is incredible, but I am talking to greatness, ladies and gentlemen. Before, if you're just jumping in here, look, we got Emily, who she is a world record holder in powerlifting. She was featured on the Titan Games with The Rock, and she's got a brand new book that we're going to talk about, The Smart, Simple Guide to a Better Physique. Emily, this is great. Hey, let's jump ahead a little bit here. How'd the Titan Games thing happen with The Rock? Why'd they reach out to you? How did they find, like, what's the story with that?
So they found me from powerlifting. I used to live in LA, so I knew like tangentially one or two people who worked in film, and somebody knew who knew of me and recommended me, and they reached out to me. And it was really fun, because normally like people have to audition for reality TV, but for me, reality TV came to me.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what was that like, you know, when you, and what age are you at that point?
At that point, I think I was like 36, and reality TV is horrible. It was easily.
Why?
The most-
why? Tell the get up army. Why is it so like, why is it the cesspool of television? What's the deal?
Yeah. I mean, among like the things you probably think it is, you know, there's just so much like disorganization. And I think, you know, they know they have the upper hand, right? They know people want to be on TV. So you kind of show up, you don't know anything of what's going on. You get no detail. They have nothing figured out. and they're figuring out on the fly. We were the first season, so they didn't know what they were doing until the day we filmed, and they didn't know what they were doing. And the day of, they said, okay, well, you, you're going to go tonight and you'll find out what you're doing tonight. Oh, and also all of these sports shows are filmed in the middle of the night because they're filmed outside and you need no
illusion. That's so interesting. I had no idea about that.
Yeah. If you look really closely at like the Titan games, we are like demolishing giant structures, or we're doing things like that are like big structures, right? So that has to be built outdoors. If it's outdoors, it has to be dark. It has to be quiet. So it is midnight when we're filming.
Whoa. Okay. So you're season one of the Titan games.
Yes.
We can catch you on that. Okay. I love it. And you know, spill the tea, girl. The Get Up Army wants to know the dirt. You and The Rock, an item or what? Come on, tell us.
I wish. I mean, he was and everything, but you know, he didn't actually spend much time with us. I was kind of disappointed. I thought we'd be going up against him or something.
Come on, Dwayne, give the people a chance.
Yeah.
No, that is uber cool. I'll tell you what, man, you had the opportunity to do that. Listen, you're checking so many like life boxes here that. Forever, your legacy is already sealed, right? Because I mean, the world record holder, right? Being on television and now being an author, I mean, that is evergreen. The book stays forever. And if you guys want to go pick this bad boy up, it's the Smart, Simple Guide to a Better Physique. And the word that pops out at me when I'm looking at this title, I think it's brilliant, Emily. It's simple. The Smart, right. Simple Guide to it. People want simple. We need fast. We're in this TikTok microwave mentality. Ain't nobody trying to work hard or crockpot the success, right? So we just want fast, simple. And to put that in the title, I think it's fantastic because there's an ebook that's out there. You guys can go download it right now. And then the actual paperback as well. Yeah. You know, so talk about this. Where did you decide, hey, you know what? I'm not just going to write a book. I'm gonna write a book, and like everything else, I'm gonna win, and it's going bestseller. Like, when did this happen, and how did it happen?
Yeah, well, it happened during the pandemic. And then keep in mind, not only is simple in the title, but it's better physique, right? It's not
better.
Perfect. It's not beach body. It's not six pack. It's not pro athlete physique. I'm a pro athlete. I have a six pack, but not everyone needs one, right? Most people just want to be healthier and a little fitter, make some improvements. And that's what this book is about. This book is not like how to end up on the Titan Games with a six pack. that book is more expensive, but.
Well, you hit a lot of bullet points in here. There's four parts, which I love how this is so compartmentalized. And it's part one is food. Part two is exercise and movement. Part three is sleep. Part four is supplements. And you have breakdowns within each one of those parts, which I'm going to circle back to in a second, because there's one that does not, which I'm very curious about, but go back to taking us on this whole putting the book together.
Sure. Yeah. So I started writing the book in 2021. And I live in California. And if anyone lives in California, particularly like the Bay Area, you will remember that during the pandemic, we locked down for like a year. It was so strict. And if you lived in San Francisco, the actual city, which most of my friends did, you know, nothing was open and you didn't leave your house and you probably lived in the studio. So, For a year, everyone tried to follow this government quarantine. And then 2021 rolls around and we're slowly letting people out. And, you know, my friends who are now in their 30s and their 40s, who were, you know, for lack of a better word, they were like skinny nerds our whole lives. They tell me, hey, you know, after a year, I am really chubby for the first time and I've never had to worry about exercise or diet. Can you help me? And so, you know, I had like maybe five requests from like different friends. And so, you know, I'm always up to help a friend. So I said, sure, I will write you a very, very basic diet and exercise plan. Now, keep in mind for a beginner, most basic diet and exercise plans are the same. So everyone got the same document, but everyone came back with questions. So every time I got questions, the document just grew bigger and bigger and bigger. And somebody said, hey, you should turn this into a book. And that is what it is.
That's amazing. That's amazing that this kind of became a very organic project out of you just trying to be, to have a little benevolence for your friends, your skinny latte drinking friends and that all of a sudden now are walking around healthier. It's incredible. Oh my goodness. So when did the book first release?
So trying to be strategic, I released it New Year's Eve of this year.
Okay. So the end of January, 2022, brand new New Year's baby. I love it. So again, this book, guys, The Smart Simple Guide to a Better Physique, part one, food, part two, exercise and movement. Big fan. Part four, supplements. Part three doesn't have any subcategories. It just says sleep, which I love it because sleep gets such a bad rap. It's almost like if you sleep, you're lazy or you're, but sleep is critical, I believe, to success on all different levels.
The most important thing, not just for like physical success, but for like brain power. You know, once you're like older than like 25, man, sleep is king. There's nothing you can do to like circumvent bad sleep.
And let me ask you this, for the people that have not read your book yet, because Get Up Army is going to, we're going to be like a tsunami, like you coming in and cleaning up here. This book, what is one, you got somebody that's sitting there, right? Listening to this on the couch going, wow, that's so inspiring. I want to be like Emily. I want to take action steps to do something. What's something somebody could do to get started without, you know, just something kind of basic for the person that doesn't really, they're not in it to win it yet. Maybe they're like, oh, I could never be like that. Where can they get started? What's something they can do? What's something they could stop? Like, what do you got?
I think the most basic advice is do not do a fad diet if you want to lose weight.
Do not do a fad diet.
Fad diets drive me crazy because if you want to lose weight, like in the short term, like if you have 1 or 2 weeks to try to lose some weight and look really good, that's fine, right? But if this is going to be a lifestyle, like eating one food group or cutting out a food group, that's just, it's not sustainable and it's not healthy.
So what do you suggest for that? To really kind of, because everybody's body type's different, everybody likes different things. This could be an ongoing thing between vegan or pescatarian, or, you know, you got to eat meat or whatever, that, you know, people have different intolerances or allergies or whatever. So, I mean, like, is it cutting things out or is it putting things in?
So I'll say three things, and I think everyone's going to hate everything I say.
Come on. What do you got?
Cut out extra oil. So, you know, like don't deep fry food. Don't add butter to things. Don't add cheese to your food. So all of this is very painful advice, right? Because Western diets are really fatty. There's a lot of filler. So take out extra oil. Take out extra sugar. That's another, like, I mean, that's the hardest one for me. Like no sugary drinks. We'll consider alcohol sugar. So no alcohol. You know, like just mind your carbs. You can still have carbs, but no extra sugar. And then eat more vegetables, but vegetables without added fat or without added sugar.
And those, are you talking like green leafy or are you talking
Yeah, just really like any kind of vegetable, right? It could be bell peppers, it could be onions, green leafy vegetables. But, you know, we tend to want to like cook those in like really heavy sauces and butter. And so then it kind of negates the purpose. So eat simple vegetables, less fat, and then less sugar.
Hey, don't hate Emily. Go hate the game. She's got 6-pack abs. Do you? You know what I'm saying? Come on now. Come on. All right, Emily, look, we got to land a plane in a second, unfortunately, because I'm loving this. You got so much information. You have such a cool story. Congratulations on all the success. Where can our listeners go to pick up a copy of The Smart Simple Guide to a Better Physique?
So the easiest way would be Amazon. Just type in, I type in smart, simple Emily Hu, because that's how I describe myself. But you know, if you type in some of those keywords, you should find the book.
And Emily's last name is spelled H-U, who. So there we go. Well, listen, some final thoughts, Emily. What's next? What is next? Because your journey started 10 years ago. You're 40. And I know 24-year-olds that think like they're already burnt out, which the fact of the matter is, this whole age game is a mindset. We've seen some of the people. I mean, we've heard about it. You've heard of all the people that have started and won late in life, from literally Samuel L. Jackson to Colonel Sanders, from KFC and everybody in between, right? What's next? What's next? You're a best-selling author.
I'm trying to keep an open mind, but you know, sometimes I get down on myself too, because I think, oh man, 40s will never be like the 30s, right? But I read some statistics somewhere that the best years for productivity in your career are between your 50s and your 70s. So, you know, maybe I'm only moving upwards. Maybe this decade will be even cooler and more productive.
Well,
have to just be open to opportunities.
I think with age comes wisdom and a lot of less angst and less desire to do all the stupid crap we did when we were younger, right? So, wow. Well, I'm excited to continue to watch your journey and see you shatter more things like world records. So guys, once again, this has been an incredible guest, right? I mean, first one of the year for the Get Up podcast. Emily, can't thank you enough for taking the time and just sharing some of your story, your inspiration, your expertise. And I hope you get a billion sales from the Get Up Army of your new book. Guys, once again, this is the Smart, Simple Guide to a Better Physique. My rock star guest has been Emily Hu. Go out right now and get a bunch of copies. And get a bunch of copies for all those out-of-shape people that you love in your life, ladies and gentlemen, so we can all walk around with six-pack abs like Emily. Guys, we're out of here. And remember, wherever you go, there you are. No, that's not the message. The message is, you are the Get Up Army, right? We don't get more time. This is not dress rehearsal. We are live, ladies and gentlemen. So please, be like Emily. Be brave enough to step into the unknown. And when you get there, go hard. Everything you want is right on the other side of that false felt four-letter word, fear, right? Fight the fear, fail forward, and go win. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm your host, Mark Hayford. This special guest has been Emily Hu, and we will see you on the next podcast. Get Up Army, salute you, love you, and I'm always in your corner. It's Mark Hayford.